Hello and welcome to A Skeptic's Guide to Conspiracy, the podcast that examines conspiracy theory, conspiracy fact, and those who promote these theories. I will be your host, Mike Bowler, as we take a look at conspiracy in the news for the week ending June 17th, 2018. And it was, as far as new conspiracies, nothing much has happened. This was actually a fairly quiet week. Actually, what I'm going to be talking about are at least two of the stories is going to be something that was I reported last week on the alleged child trafficking bust in Arizona. And of course, John Oliver did a really nice takedown on Fox and the Trump campaign. So those are the only two real stories I have this week. The rest of it has all been rehashes of the old stuff I've reported on before. And even that, this particular article I'm going to start with, did Snopes.com ignore a huge child trafficking bust in Arizona? Is about the only thing that based on the story I did last week. And I thought it was kind of interesting. Why did Snopes ignore a huge child trafficking bust in Arizona? And of course, going to the Snopes article, it's of course they announced it as false, mainly because the site that is accusing Snopes is called Neon Nettle. It's a website that frequently weaves nonsensical allegations into its stories, and it pushed out a disingenuous article maintaining that we, Snopes, ignored a huge child trafficking bust. And according to the story, Snopes has debunked a recent allegations of a child trafficking camp made by veterans, even though it had been reported that the FBI has rescued 60 children as part of a massive pedophile ring bust. The fact-checking site said that the story about the discovery of an Arizona child trafficking camp was completely false, with all reference to it on social media hidden. The sting saw 150 child traffickers snared, along with approximately 160 children rescued, some as young as 3 years old. They are crimes of special concern to the FBI and to law enforcement generally. FBI Special Agent Matt Elcock said, because the victims were so vulnerable as children and because of the offenders could be from just about any walk of life, from a gang member all the way up to someone who is highly successful and wealthy. Now, I'm reading from the Snopes, while that previous passage from Neon Nettle was almost correct, the child pedophile ring that was busted was in Atlanta, Georgia, not Tucson, Arizona. Of course, Neon Nettle intentionally messed up this story to paint a more likely to attack Snopes. Snopes has been under a little bit of fire on and off. I don't know what people really think about them. I've heard some people who will not trust Snopes, and I think that's kind of it. Of course, when you look at the source, when I looked at the source of who doesn't like it, I can kind of understand why they would dislike it, because Snopes doesn't fit into their particular narrative. But basically, the story is that Neon Nettle, again, trying to attack Snopes and pretty much failing miserably. Of course, this is a site that I haven't really run across as far as conspiracy wise, but it's certainly clearly an alt-right site. When I did look at it, much of the stuff is, we hate Hillary, Trump is God, liberals are horrible people, conservatives are good, like I said. Yeah, so apparently, this particular story, again, I'm taking it straight from the Scopes website, and take it for what it's worth. But according to the article, the Snopes article, that certainly this site, Neon Nettle, has misrepresented and pretty much almost blatantly lied about what the real story was. So no conspiracy, more or less. It seems to be, again, to try to support this QAnon deep state thing, the Pizzagate, all that kind of stuff, that these people seem to think that there's these vast rings of child molesters, perverts, whatever you want to call them, running amongst. And, of course, one of the keys has been that Trump has been the driving force of, again, a bit of propaganda. Of course, I kind of like the idea of the ends justifying the means. It's okay to lie about something if you get the result you're looking for. And apparently this is one of those where you perpetuate a lie to make your guy, Donald Trump, look good. I think I'm just going to leave it at that. This is one of those stories I think is going to be a ongoing story. So I think there's going to be some more stuff coming out of this, mostly, again, the lunatic fringe who wants you to believe that there was that, again, these pedophiles, they're running amok. There's those who want to link these pedophiles to the Democratic Party, got people like Hillary Clinton, Podesta, all that, trying to create this narrative that it's the Democrats or the liberals that are the pedophiles, without any evidence whatsoever. So, but that's pretty much the story on that. And then John Oliver reveals a horrifying way shittiest conspiracy theory on Fox is changing American minds on the Trump investigations. The story is, well, John Oliver, he was one of his featured stories, and it had to do with the Mueller investigation into collusion with the Russian as far as manipulating the U.S. elections. And apparently Fox News, along with people within the Trump organization, mostly Rudy Giuliani, who's trying to change the narrative, so to speak, and make it sound like Mueller isn't doing anything. And guys like Hannity, who has argued that nothing has come out of the Mueller investigation, and then switching over and attacking the Trey Gowdy investigation into Hillary Clinton's emails and Benghazi and all the investigations there, and trying to paint a picture that there's nothing to see here. There's no evidence of any collusion with Trump and Russia, even though the Mueller investigation has already indicted 20 people on various levels of collusion, money laundering, etc., and that there's a very real possibility that the Russians had manipulated the U.S. election. I'm not sure if they gotten to that point yet, and I'm sure the investigation, if it continues, will find that Donald Trump got elected because of money and influence by a element within the Russian government. Whether or not Vladimir Putin was involved with that, again, there's no connection there. It seems to come out of a organization that was located in a government building. Whether or not this was a government building and they're renting out the space to this particular organization, or if they were set up by the government funded, get them funded and then create a system of false news, financial backing to U.S. elements. And the extent so far seems to be that from this particular organization in St. Petersburg, that money has been spent in the United States to establish websites, apparently there's everything from websites, news reports, pro-Trump organizations, apparently even a float that was built by, I think I mentioned this before. It was a guy, he built this trailer with a, it had a cage with lock up Hillary on it and he would drive it around. Apparently that was funded by Russian funds. But of course, Fox News can't have that and decides to ignore the story, blatantly lie and say that nothing's happened with the investigation, or certainly misrepresent what people are saying about this. And apparently it is having an effect on the poll numbers, that the interest in this investigation has been dropping. And of course, on the John Oliver show, he seems to believe, or at least he mentions, that if it drops below 50%, it is a very good chance that Trump will then have enough reasons to shut down the Mueller investigation. So is this really a conspiracy or a potential scandal that, or even just, hey, it's Fox being Fox? I don't know. Certainly, Fox News is an organization that has manipulated and has created false stories in support of Republican candidates. And certainly it's not beyond them to do this. I mean, we got Sean Hannity. He's talking about, in the John Oliver segment, Sean Hannity talking about that nothing's happening with this investigation. Nothing is known about what's going on. The American public has no knowledge of what Mueller is doing. He's done nothing. They should shut down this investigation. Again, knowing perfectly well that the American people are being kept up to date with what can be told, since it is an investigation, there's going to be secret until someone's proven, or at least indictable, for what they've done. And certainly Mueller has been straightforward with the indictments, with the arrests. Paul Manafort, there's roughly about 20 indictments out there now on people who have colluded with the Russians, or have knowledge of, or had played a role in this collusion. So clearly there's something to this story, and there's a very good chance that it might affect the president. But anyhow, I'm just going to stop there, because this is going to probably be another one of these ongoing stories, and hopefully it goes the right way. And that's all I have for this week. It was an interesting story about what people believe as far as conspiracies. There's a study about people who overestimate their political knowledge are more likely to believe in conspiracy theories. It was kind of an interesting observation. I'd like to save that story mostly for maybe a future kind of a way to maybe explain why people believe in conspiracies. I've been working on this for a while now. There's been a number of studies along this lines, trying to figure out who would believe, what kind of person believes in conspiracy theories. There's certainly some psychological aspects that have been proposed. So, but I'm going to save that story for later. So I don't have any real announcements. I'm still having issues trying to get the feedback at MikeBuller.com to work. I think maybe I have it's one or two plugins that may be messing up the server. So, I'm still kind of working on that. I mean, if you do need to get in touch with me or comment on the show, you can actually go to MikeBuller.com and you can post a reply or a question there on that particular show. And you'll also see the show notes. And you can, if you're connected, through Facebook to my A Skeptic's Guide to Conspiracy page, you can get contact me that way. So I'd like to thank you for listening. This is episode 94, recorded June 17th, 2018. Good night, everyone.